The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so today we're going to try to do this whole thing in one shot. Is another Hard Academy piece. If I test B'din Yachatz Kodem Ha'agada. Okay, so let's actually just read in the Rambam first. Ches Vav. So this is in the Seder of the Seder. And he says, V'achar Kach. So this is after you finish Magid. And after you drink the second cup, Mavarach Al Mitilas Yadayim, V'noto Yadav Shnia, wash your hands the second time, Shari Hisiach Da'ato B'shas Kriyas Haggadah, because you distracted yourself when you read the Haggadah, V'lokeach Shnei Rakikin, you take two wafers of matzah, Cholik Echa Mehen, and you break one of them, or you divide one of them, U'maniach Parus L'toch Shalom, and you put the piece inside the whole one, Mavarach Hamotzi Lechem. So you see from there that the Rambam does Yachatz, what we call Yachatz, before Hamotzi, so not like the song. Right, you know where the song comes from, by the way?
No,
Or the whole like the order thingy. Yeah, I think it's the Maharam in Rotenburg, and there's multiple versions of songs. So like this one just got like popularized. So it's not like that's like a din in like you know something that was just like made from the minhag that they had. Okay, so because of Rambam, what we just read,
and, the minhag that they would have had would have been from the Shita, no?
From the Shita, yeah, okay. Right, yeah. But I'm saying like there's other songs with other shitos and also what they choose to count as a step, you know, is also interesting. Right. Yeah. Like that. Or let's say like, you know, do you, urchatz, like do you really have to count urchatz as a, as its own step of the Seder? Like I would say maybe have like maskil b'gnus and then like, you know, she'elas aven as, you know, like, cause those are actually halachic, like things in the thing, you know?
Well, not all and
yeah, but like, why are you arbitrarily keeping Magid as one block, whereas, you know, Urchatz and Karpas, you're putting as like two separate steps, or Motzi Matza. All right, so why don't we have Shasia and like, you know, like, I'm saying that what do you call a step? Is based on your song, not on like an intrinsic entity. It's not like Avodas Yom HaKippurim, where there's like discrete things that are ma'akiv of each other that's like real Seder. Yeah, yeah.
So, also, for real things, like we'll say a step for washing your hands for the bread.
Yeah, we do say that though in the song, right?
Rachta.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, yeah. Sorry, but they don't have Mayim Achronim, right? Which is a thing that they do. Okay, if you want to make a big deal about it, you can. But okay, I think it's. It's obvious to say that the song is not like meant to be. You're not meant to be Madaic.
I'm
like,
not saying
you're
like.
Yeah. Look at the other songs, and you'll see also how like loop play, fast and loose people play.
I'm saying it's not like a zero.
Right. Okay.
Nursery rhyme.
Yes. Okay. So hine minhaginu lasos yachatz kodem magid. So our minhag is to do yachatz before magid. Dehainu kodem amiras ha'hagada before the saying of the hagada. Kide pasach b'shulchan aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that. I have it here in case anyone doesn't believe it. whatever.
Yes.
Where is it?
Vikaf Matzah Hem Tzayis.
Yeah, where is did I skip that? Vikaf Matzah Hem, yeah.
Ooh, three
matzahs.
Boom.
Bang, bang, bang. Right. Always Vikaf Matzah Hem Tzayis, that's Enna Lishtaim, right? So that's before Halach Ma'anya. Okay. Yeah, at this point, like, when are you going to stop? Okay. V'ulam, no, you really should have five matzahs, right? Three for the shita that says three, and then a separate set of two to be mocking on the Ram, you know? Okay. Okay. V'ayim v'beis Yosef b'shem ha'kolbo gimel tamim b'zeh. There are three reasons for that. Okay. Let's skip that for now. Ulam das ha'rambam muvu eres ikur din yachatu konim ha'chila v'tarach bir. All right, we need to explain it. Vaf shishita saramam de'in omrim ha'hagada al hamatza kimo sheyichtov kimo sheyisba'er lahalan, like it will be explained later on. Okay, that's interesting. The Rambam does not say that you hold that you say Haggadah over matza. Yikomachum, he'll explain it later. Yeah, you know, it's interesting.
Isn't that a mitzvah?
You mean Lechem Shonim Allah Dvarim Harbe?
No,
I think he holds that you have to say that, but that's not what the Rambam holds. But if he held you have to say Haggadah over it, that would be from the very beginning of Magid.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But that's just surprising to me also. Mikomachum Harhe B'matzah Zo Svirale L'Haramim Dibai Deba'inan Shiyomar Al Hamata. So the Rambam holds that this matzah, wait, Hari B'matzah Zo, oh, meaning when you say matzah, that's what you said. B'matzah Zo, that you need to say over matzah. But Fil Hachi, Lo Svir Le Shechotzin Es HaMatzah, Kodem Amiras Matzah Zo. The Rambam doesn't hold that you need to break matzah before Rambam Gamliel. Mitzarech Bir B'machlokosan. So we need to explain the machlokos. Okay, fine. Between the achatzes. Okay, V'bir Nireh, Dini Melechem Oni Darshu B'gemara B'erev Psachim, Lechem Shoni Malav Dar Maharve. Thank you. So the Gemara in Psachim says Darshan's lechem shonim alav dvarim harbe, right? So plain shot is bread of poverty or affliction. They say bread that you answer many things over. V'o darshu sham ma'ani shadarcha b'prusa afkan b'prusa. They also darshan, just like an ani eats, his way is to eat bread in pieces, so too we do it in pieces. V'svirlan d'tzarech l'kaim es shnehem b'vas achas. We hold you need to do two of them at once. Interesting. I didn't realize we were filling both shitas at once. Gam lomar es ha'gada al ha'matzah. V'gam shetiye kvar ha'matzah lechem oni shel prusa b'shas ha'gadah. So in other words, you need to recite Haggadah over the matzah, and the matzah needs to be lechem oni broken. Kadesh yiskayim amiras ha'gadah al lechem oni shel matzah uparos b'yachad. Right, so now the question on the Rambam is going to be, does he not hold that you have to, you know, that the matzah that you're engaging in, has, does he not hold by those shitas in the Gemara? Ayin b'ramad b'amiras matzah zo, quote, yesh lahagbiya ha'prusa shu kalechem oni. So the Rama says that when you say matzah zo in the Rambam Gamliel, you need to lift the piece of matzah, which is like lechem oni. V'hainu, degam ha'onim alav dvarim harbit, tzarech lihiskayim al ha'prusa davka. So he holds that you're saying it over the piece. Okay. Which presumably is even to the exclusion. You're not lifting up all the matzah, you're just lifting up the piece. Ulam ha'ramam cholak al zeh. Which is why you can have three. Right, because...
I guess when we're talking about the lechem, we're referring to it as lechem oni. You're only talking
about the only the one, right? Correct, yeah. So Rambam is cholak al zeh. I don't know if that's a pun, right? But he argues with this.
I assume not.
Also,
I mean,
but he had to have smirked when he wrote it, right? V'leis leil shnei kiyumim elu yachad. The Rambam does not hold that the two kiyumim go together. De lechem shonim alav dvarim harbe lechud, v'din lechem oni b'prusa lechud. Each din is separate. The hadin shall onim alav dvarim harbe. So where does he put that? Talui rak b'zeshi ye matzah lefanav. So the lechem shall onim alav dvarim harbe is just having matzah in front of you. Ach hadin shall prusa hu din livtsoa mi prusa. Okay, so the din of prusa is that you need to break bread from the prusa. I mean, you need to do like hamotzi on the prusa. V'din ze eno ela b'shas achilas matzah kishemavarech hamotzi livtsoa mi prusa. Ulfi ramam in klal din liyachat konam magid. Yeah. So if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, he has a whole seder betzias hapas about like how you do betzia in general, and then on Shabbos's, there's a whole like it's a whole phase of like part of your eating. You know, I mean, part a lot of it's derech eretz. It's not like halachically required, but there's like a halachically recognized entity of like when you break bread. Okay, Uv Yosir, so what is he saying? So he's saying that each din is on its own, right? It's not that your matzah that you say Haggadah in front of has to be lechem oni. Mm-hmm. It's that lechem oni is a din in b'tzias hapas. Okay, Uv Yosir Yishlamar al pi hamavur lahalan. He's referring to another one of his shirim. The din lechem oni shonim alav laharambam hu kiyum b'matzah v'lo b'sipur yitzias mitzrayim. That's interesting. The Rambam holds that lechem shonim alav dvarim harbe is a din in matzah, not a din in Sipur, right? So in other words, the other Mepharshim hold, he's saying that when you do Sipur, it needs to be over matzah. Your Sipur requires it to be over matzah. Rambam is saying it's a kiyum in matzah. I don't know what that means. Imkein lo ichpaslan shepashas ha-sipur adayin lo ningbar shem lechem oni. Therefore, we don't care that at the time of Sipur, then the shem lechem oni is not complete. D'mikom lakom adrab, ayde ze gufa ningbar ha-shem lechem oni. Nevertheless, to the contrary, through this itself, the shame is complete of lechem oni. Al yedei she'ana alav dvarim harbe. Meaning, by talking about the matzah, that's what completes the shame lechem oni, not the breaking. V'niskayim b'matzah hadin hamasuyim d'lechem oni d'inyan d'aniyah v'sipur. And that's how you're makayim the din of lechem oni through the answering and the sipur. V'azai b'shas achila kishiyivta al haprusa. Therefore, when you are eating and you break the prusa, yitztarfu kol ha-kiyumim l'chalos shem lechem oni echad. So all of the kiyumim join together for one chalos shem of lechem oni. What does that mean? Yeah, I guess the kium of lechem sh'onim alav devarim harbeh, which you do on the intact matzah, and then the lechem oni, which you do by breaking it.
But who cares about making it lechem oni? Who cares about making the kium like together? Meaning, he's just explaining the Rambam that they're two different kium.
Right, but it seems like he wants to say that the halal shame does have to fully emerge in the chafta. So, yeah, you want to say something, Yosef?
I was wondering, could it just be that they're all now on the same matzah?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, meaning that you are doing sipur over this matzah, so you're qualifying the matzah as lechem sh'onim alav devarim harbeh, and then that same matzah you do the betziah on, right? Yeah, which is, in other words, like this. According to the other Rishonim, you break the matzah ahead of time, so the matzah that you are doing sipur on has to be onid. Yeah, right. Here, though, he's saying that the quality of lechem oni emerges from your sipur on the matzah.
And then breaking the matzah.
Yeah, and then breaking the matzah. Yeah, I feel like it's a little slippery in my mind. Yeah.
I don't think we're scolding the sentence. On the other hand, since this isn't actually what the Rav wrote, I'm not sure how much I care about not finishing all the sentence.
Rav Shurkin is a big Talmid Chacham. So he writes, he chooses his words also. So I'll learn Rav Shurkin's Torah if it's not the Rav's Torah. Yeah. Dehar yish harbe kiyumim shel lechem oni. There are many kiyumim of lechem oni. Hu masik v'ishto ofe. So that's another halach in lechem oni, that he stokes the oven and his wife bakes. I think that has to do with like the timing of it. V'she'enze matzah ashira. You also can't include juices or honey in it or whatever, because it has to be just water and flour. V'she'onim olives. I don't recall.
I thought not. I remember the Rashi Toso.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not Rashi Toso. Toso and the Rambam is that the Rambam holds lechem. Matzah Shira is like dafka, like one of the like Yashu Chadam.
Oh yeah.
And that Toso holds like even like fruit juice would be a problem.
Huh. I don't recall. I haven't reviewed it this year. Yeah. I don't know. We can find out easily, but okay. Bavada efshar. So it's still not 100% clear, but vadi yifshar lasos es kulam bavas achas. You can't do all of them at once, right? You can't, because the kium of lechem oni of like not doing matzah shira is just like in how you bake it. It's not like you can like achieve that in one thing. Yeah.
Does it say that one of the kium was that you bake it and not your wife?
That you bake it and not, yeah, I actually don't know.
His wife bakes it.
His wife bakes it. You stoke the oven and his wife bakes it. I thought that that had something to do with the time. It was just reference to the ensuring that it's not chimutz. I think
sense.
Like because
you had like, anyone had like finishing in the middle.
Yeah, I have to that I have to look up. Yeah, I don't remember what it is. Right, you can't do all of them at once. So all these kumim produce the shame matzah. I don't know what he's getting at this point. Yeah?
I'm not saying anything, so that even both of you, all shittos you have to say, they don't all have to be simultaneous.
Right.
So kind of is like, you're already agreeing that they're not simultaneous. So like,
right. Right, right. So the question, meaning, so this is really a question on the Rambam, is like, why then is he trying to make the cumin coincide in this matzah? Or no, you're saying?
I think he's saying a question on everyone else.
On everyone else. Why did they try to make the two cumin be in line by breaking it ahead of time?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Umash inkin shitas atosvos near the din lechem oni sh'onim alav devarim harbe hu din besipur yitzis mitzrayim. Because here's where he's spelling out the other shita. That lechem sh'onim alav devarim harbe is a din in sipur. It's funny because it says lechem sh'onim alav devarim harbe, but whatever. Imkin kvar b'shas ha-sipur ba'inen sh'tehe matzah lechem oni l'chol devareha. You need the matzah to be lechem oni in all of its respects. V'lechein tzarech livtzoa od kodem ha-sipur. You need to, therefore you need to split before the sipur. V'duk heitev. Okay. I'm going to skip this brackets for the interest of time. Achin yuyan barambam. I'm convinced that yuyan is not a legitimate construction. I see people say yuyan barambam leil. Just feels grammatically wrong. Perek zayin halacha gimel shakasa v'tzarech laso shinoi b'layla zeh kadeshi rabbanim v'yishalos. So you need to do shinoi ketem mashane v'chule v'chotfin matzah zemiyad zeh. Right. So that's an ambiguous translation. Chotef is I would translate it as to snatch. Okay, you snatch matzahs from each other's hands. Ubarivat Sham Kasav Amar Avraham Perush Acher Memaharin Le'achol Kadesh Yishanu. So it means you gobble the matzahs, right? You eat the matzahs quick, or I don't know, you gobble, but you get to eating the matzah quickly. You eat matzahs quickly so that they don't sleep. Not the matzahs, the kids. So the kids don't sleep. V'yasod Machal Kasam Bahad Isa B'Gemara B'Chotfi Matzos B'Lele P'sachim B'Shvil Tinokos. So the Gemara says Yichotev matzah on the nights of Pesach because of the tinokos. The Rambam pirsh chotvin zem yad zeh. Rambam holds you take it from each other's hands. But Rava pirsh shememaharim lechol. Rava says you eat quickly. Meaning ham b'meiri kasav de b'gemara zo makor leminhag shel gonvin es hamatos. I didn't realize it was as early as the meiri. Meiri says that that's the minhag to steal the matzahs. Ella de tsarich iun im lezed niskavin haRambam b'mash kasav shel chotvin matzah zem yad zeh. Not necessarily what the Rambam means when he says you snatch it from each other. Because then it say that they snatch from each other, not from each other's hands. He's saying that this seems to imply that you take it from someone's hand, not that you steal it without them knowing about it. Right? Zem yadze would be like they know that you're taking it.
What was that?
I guess.
Because I think he said it's Lignov, right?
I'm not sure. Yeah, Yosef?
I'm almost saying that this is for making the mask
questions.
Right. He is saying it's for making the mask questions. Right. So.
Does it really matter?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it doesn't matter any more than any shinu you make up, as long as to get them to ask. So he says, "V'hini b'mahalach zeh." According to this approach, "Diachat hu echad mi'hashinuyim she'osim b'leil Pesach." So if you'll say that Yachat is one of the shinuyim that you do in the night of Pesach, which is difficult because that's not at the right time, then right? It's a shinuy that you do much later on in the night. Yesh litlos ma diyesh lihistapik echadin b'mish yesh lo matza shivura im zeh mo'il liyachat. Yeah.
Why are you saying it's not the right time for the Rambam?
Who's after
Rambam? The Rambam says you do the shinuyim. At the beginning of Magid, Kana ben Shoal, and Yachad is after Magid.
I thought you meant at the wrong time where you know we're doing
it now. So he says, according to this approach, that Yachad is one of the Shinuim of the Leil Pesach, Yish Litlos Mad Yish Lehis Topic, Echadin B'mish Yish Lomata Shvura Imzem Moyal Yachad. Oh, so now we can ascribe this to the Suffolk case if a person only has broken matzah. Is Yachat going to help? Okay. If that's going to help for Yachat, oh, Dilma ba'ina davka maise shel Yachat. Okay, or do you need a maise of Yachat? I don't know why he's going into the... I mean, I don't know why he's treating it as though the chotfin is synonymous with Yachat, according to the Rambam. I feel like
it's not a part of
it. Yeah. Sure.
I'm thinking about what the... One of the questions is, you only have broken matzah, and then is Yachat already left on one?
Yes, already left on one. Do you need to do a maisa of Yachat? So, for example, if you said, I think he's trying to say that if you hold that this is to get the kids to ask, which is the step I feel like I'm missing because the Rambam doesn't. I think he's trying to say that, like, maybe you can argue that chotvin matzos means you break the matzos, but it's not matzah with the Rambam. Yeah, right. Yeah. We'll blame the defus. But yeah, he's saying then you would need to do a maisa of breaking it to get the kids to ask, and it's not enough to just have broken matzah. It's not for the person to make it lechem oni, because that you would have lechem oni already if it was in pieces.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's see what he says. Midin lechem oni greda. If Yachatz is only midin lechem oni alone, lechora lo ba'inin ma'isa shel Yachatz, then you would not need a ma'isa of Yachatz.
Right.
V'sagi b'matzah. Well, see, you would not need a din of Yachatz according to the other Rishonim. But if, according to the Rambam, it's part of B'tzias Apa. It feels like he's not talking about Shitas Rambam here. Did we miss that? Is he not talking about Shitas Rambam? Because this would make a lot of sense if this is not talking about Shitas Rambam. Let's go on the assumption this is not talking about Shitas Rambam, okay? That he brought in the Ravid. No. He does end with the Rambam. I don't know. Okay, yeah. So he's saying that, where were we? Ach im yachat hu echa mi hashinuim she'osim k'dei she'yishol ha'tinokos. Lechora lo ba'inim ma'isa shel yachatz. So if it's just a din lechem oni, then you don't need ma'isa of yachatz. V'sagi b'matzah shavur shelo, just use broken matzah. Ach im yachatz hu echem yishinuim she'osim k'dei she'yishol ha'tinokos. But if yachatz is one of the shinuim that you do to make the kids ask, u'makoruhu mehad dechotvin matzah b'lele psechem, in kein ba'inim ma'isa shel yachatz daka, then you need a ma'isa of yachatz. V'ayin b'piyut elokei haruchos, I'm not familiar with this pugh. Kasuv Yechetze Achas Mishlosh Matzos V'in Bracha Ima. Umashma Dahaya Hava Amina Shish Bracha Al Yachatz. There's a Havi that you have a Bracha Al Yachatz. Wow. Ubal Korchach Diachatz Hukim Din Belel Pesach. So that Hava Amina is that Yachatz is a din in the, is Kium in the din of Lel Pesach. V'ayin Bezeh B'maharil B'inyan Yachatz. Denis topic was that I have Yahatz mitzvah legabi haklal deinma avirin al mitzvos. Shari notlim es hashnia liyachatz lo es harishona ayisham. So the Maharil is mesupik about whether Yahatz is a mitzvah such that you have to worry about inma avirin al mitzvos of like, you know, going to the whole one and passing over the broken one. No pun intended. V'lchora mashma mizeh diyesh mitzvah biyachatz. Okay, so it's mashma that there is a mitzvah in Yachatz. V'ayin od b'mordechai b'psachim b'shem Ravya shekasav she'in b'zeh mishum in mavirin al mitzvos kin mitzvah b'shviras hamatzah l'shnayim b'zeh tali b'mashim nechtav. Yeah, that last part did not feel like the Rambam. I feel like...
Well, he just brought down like a slew of Ashkenazic Rishonim at the end too.
Right, yeah, he did, right? Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, what it sounded like he was using... Yeah? Are we, did we miss a paragraph?
No.
Ah! Maybe that's it. Ah, yeah. There you go. Venir diyesh lomar delaramam chutfi matzah zem yad zem mamish she'achad ochis b'matzah b'chavir ochotif b'menu. Okay, thank you. So the Rambam holds that you hold the matzah. One guy holds the matzah in his hand and the other one snatches it. V'hine mistama kishishnayim ochazim b'matzah achas hi nechlekes l'shnayim. It's mashma that when two people are holding onto one matzah, it's going to break into two. So the Rambam has a hidden yachatz also. Okay, so he is holding that the Rambam has two dinim of matzah. One is we like have a tug of war on the of yachatz. There's a tug of war on the matzah and it's going to break, and that's to get the kids to ask. And that's before the Haggadah, and that's when he has this whole paragraph that we now understand. Or and then, but then there's the formal din of lechem oni, which is part of Batias Apas, which you do later on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait,
say again. Chotfin is a din in Yachatz, which is it's a din in Yachatz Petoras like Tino questions. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, all right, that was interesting. Okay, thank you, Yosef. Okay, all right. And we are on break until after Pesach. Very good, very good.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.